12 pack of Parah, 3rd Mishnah. It's Kavanah, it's Zaldavah Shemekabal Tumah, and it's Zaldavah Shein Mekabal Tumah. He drew the water to be passed on something that's Tameh and ended up going on something that's not Mekabal Tumah. So the question is, does he have to dip it in again, or could he use the leftovers? He doesn't have to be Tovel it a second time into the waters because it wasn't used yet. He was Tovel it for the right Kavona. Okay. And it still can be used. If his intent was to sprinkle on something which is not a Kabbal Tumah, he ended up doing it. And which is Mekabal Tumah. So basically, when he dipped it into the water, his intent was to use it for something that didn't need. So in such a case, in Yishbe Ezov Yishan, even if there is leftover water in the Ezov, you cannot use that because the tefillah was not good. He has to toivel it again and start all over again. Al Oda V'Hizal Behema, if he was planning to be he toiveled it in this Ezov into the water as a paraduma. And his intent was to sprinkle on a person, and he ended up sprinkling on behemoth. He doesn't have to toivel it again because it's a good tefillah. And mela with the leftover water, sprinkle on a person. But the other way around, al behemoth is al adam. If his original intent was for a behemoth who does not need hazah, and yeah, then he's al adam. Then even if there's something left in the exil, he has to be toivel it again. Amayim manatfim ksheirim, afichach he matamim. Water that drips off of the Ezev is kosher. He's saying that if he was toivel the Ezev with the wrong kavan, so the water on it, he can't sprinkle it as a result of that, but the water on it is not possible. If he puts it back in and uses it again, then it will be right, and therefore it still has Tumas Mechatas.